Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Just as the entire field of medicine has changed dramatically in the past several decades, the same is true for the nursing profession. Gone are the days when nurses were thought of as little more than helpers or assistants for doctors. And here with us this morning with the latest development in this trend is Dr. Elvira Zaghetti, a professor of nursing and the dean of the College of Nursing at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Zaghetti. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
So tell us, what's this newest change?
The newest change is we have been approved by SUNY, State Ed, and the Board of Regents to offer the Doctor of Nursing Practice degree. This, for one to attain this, it's the highest level of preparation in the specialty of nursing practice.
Wow. So this is a doctorate in nursing.
It's very parallel to the Doctor of Pharmacy and the Doctor of Physical Therapy. It's for practice. It doesn't mean that we've gotten rid of the PhD in nursing, which is the research degree.
Okay, so this is very much clinically oriented.
Very clinically oriented. And after people are nurses, this doesn't count the initial nursing preparation. There are an extra 1,000 hours of clinical practice that are put into this.
So how will this change nursing? I mean, what is the role of this doctor of nursing practice?
This will change in a number of ways, and it's due to the rapid expansion of the knowledge underlying practice, the increased complexity of patient care, the national concerns about the quality of care and patient safety, shortages of nursing personnel, which demands a higher level of preparation for leaders who can design and assess care, shortage of doctorally prepared nursing faculty, and increasing educational expectations for the preparation of other health professionals.
So there's a lot of reasons why you need this degree, or there have been a lot of changes in medicine making it a very relevant degree, but give me an example of someone who, of a kind of a position that someone would take who has a doctor of nursing practice.
A prime example would be a nurse who's going to manage a large number of patients. It's specifically for people with advanced practice in nursing. Now, our advanced practice in nursing includes four categories of nurses: nurse anesthetists, nurse midwives, nurse practitioners, with which we're all familiar, and clinical nurse specialists, which we're all familiar with. We have those. We have a little bit of all of them in Syracuse. However, we have a lot of nurse practitioners and clinical nurse specialists.
So those people would go on. Those are the people who would most likely go on then to get the doctorate.
That's right. And those are the only people that the state of New York approves for the DNP. And nationally, these were the ones targeted. There's a PhD and the educational doctorate available for people who want the educational doctorate. So if they're nurse education, they're not included.
So it's interesting because I noticed in preparation for this interview that you yourself have a doctorate in education and nursing. Is that correct?
I have a PhD. I have the research doctorate in nursing.
Yes. So you are one of those people. This is a different type of doctorate degree.
This is for people who have been leaders in the hospital. They had no way to get a doctorate that would improve their practice, and this is what does it.
So once again, how would that change? Let's say you're a clinical nurse specialist working in a very busy hospital, and you have lots of patients that you care for. How would having this doctorate degree change your life or your role?
The way it changes my life or role, if I'm in that position, is I'm looking at the aggregate, the broad group of patients, not one or two. People with a bachelor's degree are looking at smaller groups, one, two, six patients. I'm looking at healthcare for the community.
So you're making policy decisions then, in an administrative?
Yes, policy decisions, writing white papers, working with the legislators to improve healthcare. I would view that this, with the healthcare reform, these people are going to be in great demand, and I'm expecting that many of them will have their education paid for.
You know, it's so interesting to me how many changes in just my life that I've seen in the nursing profession. You know, when I was young, very young, nurses would wear certain uniforms. There was all of this kind of formality a little bit around the act of nursing, and yet they were really more handmaidens in many cases to the physician. These days, nurses really have struck out almost as a very separate and independent career path.
It is independent, and it's interesting that you say it because the push now is for interprofessional education, and we're working on that on this campus.
Give me an example of what you mean.
An example would be students in the classroom from the College of Health Professions, Medicine, and Nursing, and would be learning together, but they would be learning the content and explaining to the other what their roles are within it, so that you get not one in one or two, but one in one or six.
That's good.
So that it's far better for healthcare
overall. So that's me. What you're suggesting is that medical students and other people in the health professions would understand what it is nurses do and vice versa.
That's correct. And they would complement each other instead of fight.
That makes a lot of sense. And the other thing I noticed also is that there's such a change. I mean, there's so many more men in the field as well. Hasn't that been a significant change in the last several decades?
In the last several decades, I think we're nationally up 17-19%. Mm-hmm. Of interest, they tend to go into administration or nurse anesthesia. And that's where one would command the higher salary.
Oh, so, right. We understand that about men. Well, anyway, the other question I had is, when you see this degree, how do you see it will have an impact on the field of nursing? I mean, do you think it'll bring more credibility to the field of nursing? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it brings greater credibility, and the mandate that came at the national level is that we put this in place by 2015. Well, that gave us a date to aim for. We will be where we have it by that date because we were just approved and plan to start in admit our first class for January.
Are there other people in Central New York, other schools, or if not Central New York, in New York State that are offering this type of degree?
I know all of the SUNY schools that are, and of the 64 SUNY schools, not all have nursing programs, but there are only four. We're the fourth. It's Stony Brook, Binghamton, Buffalo, and now Upstate.
So once again, just in terms of the details, how long does it take to earn a degree like that? Or what's involved?
The DNP from a bachelor's degree takes 3 full years of study. It's 89 credits for our program. We have the opportunity to offer it to people who are already nurse practitioners and clinical nurse specialists, and they will have the degree in 40 credits or 2 years of 9 to 12 credits.
Wow.
Each semester.
And you're hoping that degree program will begin when?
January 2013 is our goal.
Wow. That's really quite an undertaking and really exciting, I think. Really exciting for the field of nursing, really exciting for healthcare. With all the changes in healthcare, obviously, the more people who are highly trained members of the field who can look at the big picture, who can make policy decisions and engage in the kinds of things you're talking about really will make a difference. I understand that you are going to be retiring at some point in the near future. In the very few seconds we have left, what's your feeling overall as how you've seen nursing change?
I've seen nursing change from the 3-year programs, although I went to a 4-year program in the 60s, now to where 4-year is the entry, and the state of New York is working with bachelor's in 10 for students who've come through the 2-year programs. So they haven't quite achieved it, but it's coming, and I expect it to be voted on in the next legislative session.
So there's a lot of exciting changes for nursing.
There are a lot of exciting changes.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Alvira Seghetti, a professor of nursing and the dean of the College of Nursing at Upstate Medical University. Stay right there. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air.